Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Fact, Fiction, or Bullshit. Or for all my new listeners out there, the FFB podcast for short. Hi, my name is PJ, and every episode will delve into the unknown to look at the history, the facts, the theories, and the conspiracies, then ultimately decide fact, fiction, or bullshit. I've always said that the internet can be a dark and scary place. For all its goodness and greatness, there comes that other darker side. I suppose it's a bit like yin and yang. And that's just the normal internet. I mean, all you out there probably saying, the normal internet? I know most of you do know, but for the people that don't, there is another deeper, darker internet. A place that's lawless. A place where apparently you can't be traced. So you can basically do whatever you want. Sell whatever you want. And even hire people to do stuff. And let's just say it's of the illegal kind of things as well. This thing really is surreal. And this episode might not be for everyone, as we're going to be talking about some pretty shocking stuff here today. To be honest, it made my stomach turn, and it made me question if I should even be looking into this. I know that this thing is real, so it won't be getting the FFB treatment. However, what I am going to do is tell you about some truly shocking stories of real life events that have taken place to people browsing on the deep, dark web. Right, first up, how to access it. But before I go into that, like I've already said, that this place is lawless, and I would strongly advise you not to go anywhere near the dark web. If you do, it's on you. First up, you have to download the Tor browser to your laptop or PC. From the YouTube videos I've seen, they also recommend hiding your VPN and making sure that your security is its highest setting. And that's it, you're on. It really is that simple. It hides you through what they call their onion pages. Through three layers of security, which hide you through three VPNs bouncing you across the world. So why would you need to hide your own then? Well, your internet company can still see what you're looking at, and so can the various hackers that browse the dark web, looking for people stupid enough to be there without the proper security. And just to be clear, and I have a funny feeling I'm going to be saying this quite a lot today, you go on the dark web at your own risk. Personally, ladies, gents and people, I would stay away from it. The weird thing is you can find all your normal websites on here too. From news channels, to Google, to the FBI. Now it just sounds like the normal internet. The only thing different is in your search bar. It just comes up with a load of various numbers and letters all jumbled together, and the word onion at the end. But this is now where things get freaky. You can buy pretty much anything you want on there. From drugs, fake IDs, to stolen credit cards. You name it and you can buy it. You want services? From hackers, to kidnappers, to hitmen. Everything is available. Then you have the various amounts of sickening images and videos that you can view at any given moment. Like I said, ladies, gents and people, lawless. But only if you've hidden yourself in the correct way. Because if you ain't, the police can still trace you when you're on there and see what you've been doing. The first site I think of when I think of the dark web is that of Silk Road, where you could place an order for whatever drugs you wanted and have them delivered to a place of your choosing. I suppose it's a bit like ordering your shopping from Tesco's in a way. In its heyday, it facilitated the sale of drugs to the tune of $1.2 billion. And yes, ladies, gents and people, you heard that right, billion. The owner of the site was arrested in 2013 and sentenced to life in prison, and the site was taken down. But as with anything that earns this sort of money, you cut one head off and two more take its place. There are now other platforms that you can use. You have Silk Road 2.0 or Agora, and that's only to name a few. But this is the sort of stuff that I kinda knew about. We all know about the drugs and the various violent images and videos that you can see, but to be honest, ladies, gents and people, that just scratches the surface. This place just gets a lot more terrifying. Like I said earlier, services for hire. In 2024, a woman from Canberra in Australia pleaded guilty to inciting another to murder. The woman claimed to have contacted a hitman on the dark web via marketplace Sinola Cartel to murder her wealthy parents so she could take the inheritance. The grand total of which the hitman was charging was just $20,000. Thankfully, the Australian policing system got wind of this and arrested her. Then you have the game, Sad Satan, which you can download from the dark web. It's like a very old game graphics wise, and it's where you're running around in a maze. And then all of a sudden the music will change. It will chill you to the bone. It's then that you see a lot of crazy images popping up in front of you. And it's really not the thing you want to be seeing from what I've reportedly read. It's every sort of gore and every sort of vile image. And to add to that, every few minutes you hear a blood-curdling scream coming through your speakers. It's enough to make you never want to play a video game again. Users have reported though that if any of you out there want to play this game, that more often than not this game is infected with many viruses, and they're the sort that will just destroy your whole computer to the fact that you just now have to throw it away. If you want to see gameplay, I would advise going on YouTube and watching someone else play it, and I would also advise never download this thing, it is lethal. As I have said, if you go on the dark web, that's on you. You do so at your own risk. I don't think I can say that enough, ladies, gents and people. It's one of them places where you could see something that will scar you for life, or a place where someone could steal everything you own. This now leads me on to what are called red rooms. Now these aren't confirmed, but they are talked about a lot. Basically, as a victim tied up to a chair in a red room, you can then instruct the operator on how you want to see them harmed. I have heard that some will charge you for each instruction, and some you just pay a one-off fee, and then you're essentially the director of how you want to end this person's life. If that has not scared you shitless, there's more. So much more. According to one Reddit user, the creepiest thing he ever found on the dark web was an onion site called the Cannibal Cookbook. On this site they found endless information on the best ways to kill, prepare, cook and eat humans, but more specifically on how best to consume females. The fact that they have given a gender, that terrifies me. As this person carried on reading, they found recipes for different cannibal preparations and what specific body types to target if you wanted a specific cut of meat. The page even gave tips on ways to cook a human body so that the woman would stay alive for as long as possible. To be honest, ladies, gents and people, that has made my stomach turn. There's even a page that conducts human experiments and posts the results online. Such acts as starvation, radiation exposure, sterilization, exposure to various diseases. And these are just a few of the things that have been tested on humans. So God only knows what else they've done. The thing for me was the site's slogan, and I quote, "Not all humans are equal, for some of them were born superior to others." Just wow. Now, if you've not been creeped out by the dark web yet after all these stories, I think you might be now. Another post from a Reddit user said he was browsing the dark web on his Tor browser looking at photos. I don't know what they were, by the way, ladies, gents and people. But he stopped and went out for lunch at the local Five Guys. When he got back home, they went back on the forum they had been on before, and the first picture they saw was one of themselves sitting in Five Guys eating their lunch. Like I said, this place is not a nice place to go to. That was truly terrifying. According to another user, he found a website where there was a large server filled with documents and images. They were the confidential notes of mental health professionals. The images were scans of faxes that appeared to be medical and military in origin. He said that he sees a new document has just been added to the server, and it was titled, "Hello there." The user clicked it open and he sees three words, "We see you." It was then that he was booted from the server, and he was too scared to try and find it again. This is a common thing for the dark web, where people on these sites can see you even when you think you've covered your tracks and hid your VPNs. One person commented on a video he had watched on a website on the dark web. Later that day, someone replied to the comment, saying that was very astute of you, mister, followed by that person's surname. How do they find this stuff out so quickly? And to be honest, that is so scary, I'm just petrified ever to go on the internet again. And do you know what, ladies, gents and people, there's more. How can there be more, right? How can this get any worse? But I can promise you it does. You have Peter Scully, and he posted a video on the dark web labelled Daisy's Destruction. And I can promise you it's as bad as it seems. Three young girls, with the youngest being only 18 months old, and I really don't want to go into the details if you know what I mean. But he was selling this video on the dark web, and he was only selling it for 10 grand. Thankfully that piece of shit was arrested, and he will now spend the rest of his days in prison to rot in hell. Like I said at the beginning, looking into this has really made my stomach turn. I've always said that the internet is a great tool, but it's also an extremely scary place if you look beneath the top layer. As I've already said many times, if you want to venture onto this, it's on you. But after going through that list, I just would not bother. That's enough to make you never want to surf the web again. I know it's made me feel that way. Just seems that they can invade your privacy, your dreams, your fantasies, and then your bank account. And they could either ruin your life or scare you shitless. Wow, what a podcast. Something that I've not delved into that much before, but after doing this podcast, I think I'll be doing a few more internet-based mysteries in the future. And as we know, the internet is like the universe, ever expanding. Just want to say thank you for all the love. It really does mean a lot. And if you like the podcast, share the podcast. And remember, look after yourselves and each other. And until next time.